Laudator Jesus Christus.
Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia. Our morning broadcast begins at 1:38 a.m. UTC on the 31 and 41 meter bands.
This is repeated at 3 a.m. UTC on the 19 meter band. The evening broadcast begins at 3:28 p.m. UTC on the 19 and 41 meter bands and also in the digital DRM system on the 19 meter band.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
You are listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. They are examples of great fortitude and virtue. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Dr. Alexandra Campbell. Born in New York, she is a practicing psychologist in a hospital in California, USA. She holds a PhD in psychology. Dr. Alexandra has gone through dramatic experiences in her faith life. Born and brought up in a Catholic family, she practiced her faith as she understood it. But when divorce of her parents tore up the family, her life went through unpredicted turmoil, and she and her mother found solace in other religious traditions. Our faithful witness of today, Dr. Alexandra Campbell, shares with us her dramatic experiences in life, what she learned from them, and where they led her to, her experience of Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, New Age, and more. Alexandra, a hearty welcome to Vatican Radio. Tell us briefly about you and then your experiences.
So my name's Alexandra Campbell, and I was born in New York in the United States in 1958 into a very Catholic family. My parents went to Fordham University where they met each other, and they gradually moved across the country to California, and I was living in the Bay Area, which is near San Francisco, and Berkeley in the 60s. And when I was about 12, my parents, you know, experienced a divorce, and the whole family really fell away from the Lord, from the church, from everything. And my experience in the 70s in high school, you know, it was all very worldly. I spent a lot of time, you know, being a rebel, doing lots of things that were harmful to my own body. And also, though, I began to study psychology, but it was totally from a worldly man's point of view. You know, Freud and Skinner and all these teachers that are, a lot of them were atheistic, frankly. So I studied all that, and then I began to explore different religions. I became interested in Buddhism for a while and the whole New Age. I did that for a long time, and eventually my mother led me into a sort of a westernized Hindu religious group, and I practiced in that for many years, at least 10 years, with lots of things that they do in this more Hindu sort of style of religious expression. So I used to go to the ashram and do kinds of different practices with meditation. But every time I would meditate, I would always come to a point deep inside my spirit where I knew that I was broken inside. While the guru may have been telling me God dwells within you as you. I knew that wasn't true, at the point anyway. I knew that deep inside me there was not God, but there was something very broken. And I began to lose confidence in this whole religion or worship style. And one day then my brother was sick in a hospital, and my mother had placed a crucifix on the wall. And I just started to contemplate the crucifix of Jesus Christ. And I had always thought I believed in Jesus even while I was practicing Hinduism, because I was told you could have both. I didn't know the truth is that you can really only have Jesus and nothing else, because he's the truth and the way and the life. So I contemplated the crucifix, and it led to a total conversion experience. It was very intense and deep and amazing, and I feel like now I say I didn't convert myself. You know, the Holy Spirit pretty much took me from one camp and placed me back into Jesus's camp.
Can you explain a bit more about that experience?
Well, it was basically where I was contemplating the crucifix in my brother's hospital room for days, and he was very close to death. His fever was 107 degrees Fahrenheit. His blood pressure was 35 over 17, and everybody said he was going to die. But he had a lot of Christian nurses that were laying hands on him and praying for him, and they were impressed me very much. I think they were probably either Baptist or maybe Pentecostal women nurses, and they were so intense and on fire. I thought, wow, that's interesting. But the crucifix, I started to just contemplate the wounds of Christ in his hands. And then I would look at my brother's body, and his hands had gangrene on them, you know, up to the wrists, and his feet were gangrenous up to his feet were also, they were black from a gangrene, and I would look at the crucifix and look at the feet. And then the last straw was, I just started thinking about Jesus, what if you really did die on that cross? I mean, I knew it intellectually because I had been raised Catholic, but I hadn't appropriated his propitiation for my sins on the cross. And the last straw was when the doctors came in and they had to cut my brother open on the side in exactly the same spot on the corpus, on the crucifix, the wound in the side of Christ was. And that just, I said, okay, you're trying to tell me something, Lord. I went home that night and my brother had gotten better. He wasn't going to die anymore. And I just was praying in my room, and I felt the presence of Jesus come, and that was it. I just, you know, I remember at the hospital, I took a walk, and I was meaning to go to the store, but I didn't find the store. I kept walking and walking and walking and walking, and I came across a church, and this is in Oakland, California. It was a Catholic church, and it was just looming up in front of me, and I went inside. The very minute my foot crossed over the threshold, Mass began in the front of the church. The priest looked directly at me in the back of the church and said, some beginning to the Mass, he said, "Greater love than this has no man, but that he lay down his life for his brother." And I had just been with my brother for a whole week. Couldn't leave the bed. I slept in the hospital. And my brother and I never really got along before that. It was kind of funny. So I just felt the Holy Spirit then in that moment really truly came down onto me. And I went back to the hospital and I said, "I need a Bible. Somebody give me a Bible." And the Gideons, you know, had left so many Bibles in that hospital that someone handed me a Bible right away. And then I asked my mother for a cross and I put it on. I never looked back. Within 3 months, I had given up all of my sort of the Hindu-ish practices in the group I was with. I got rid of everything. I turned my back on it. I felt I needed to do that because I was so involved. So I just then, that was it. I became Christian. I did not become Catholic, though, for another about almost maybe 10, 11 years.
After this conversion experience, you became a Christian, but not a Catholic.
I became a Christian, yeah. I say. Actually, I tried to become Catholic right away, but I had a fiancé, and we went to a local priest in the town where I live, and my fiancé he misunderstood what the priest had to say about annulment, because my fiancé had been previously married. So he said, "Well, you'll need an annulment." And he misunderstood, and my fiancé just got very angry. He didn't understand. He didn't come back to talk to the priest. So we became Episcopalian for a while, and then different things. Like, we basically explored all the churches that were Christian. So that gave me a unique experience to see the wonderful things in each tradition, in each Christian tradition, but also the things that are missing Because I do believe now. I became Catholic in 2006, basically because none of those other faith traditions that I practiced in the Christian religion really fulfilled me all the way. Never really stuck all the way.
That was Alexandra Campbell sharing her faith experiences.
You shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall speak your word.
You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness of today has been Dr. Alexandra Campbell from California. She will tell us more about her journey of faith next week at the same day and at the same time.